English phrasal verbs, studying and exams. Hello and welcome to another article. Since you started reading this article, you decided to set foot on the long road of learning English. Therefore, you are considered an English student now. Congratulations! In order for you to be able to talk about your school life and study path, I've prepared a set of useful studying and exams phrasal verbs that you can learn to level up your English knowledge. So, let's get into it. Number one is to keep up with. Now pay attention, this phrasal verb has two particles, up and with, keep up with. As a normal part of student life, we are always dealing with exams. Therefore, in order to pass the exams successfully, what should we do? Should I take it easy now and leave everything to the night of exam? Or perhaps you should keep up with your studies. To keep up with something means to continue doing something. In this case, keeping up with your studies means studying during the semester and not keeping everything for the last night before the exam. As long as you keep up with your studies, you will have less to read the night before the exam, so you can sleep tight that night. That is the first phrasal verb about studying and exams, to keep up with something, which means to continue doing something. Phrasal verb number two, to brush up on. Again, pay attention, this phrasal verb has two particles, up and on. To brush up on something, but what does it mean? This time, you have studied really hard and you are ready to nail the exam, which means you're ready to do very well in the exam. But since there may be some small slippery details refer to details you may have forgotten. You need to brush up on the topics that you might have forgotten. To brush up on something means to review and to learn something that you have studied in the past and you might have forgotten now. For example, maybe a few years or a few months ago, you learned some English tenses or English vocabulary. And now, you remember some of them and you have forgotten the rest. In this case, what you have to do is to brush up on the vocabulary that you had learned before. It means you review them so that you learn them completely again. Notice that this phrasal verb about studying an exam has two particles, up and on. Brush up on. So, to brush up on something means to review and learn something that you studied in the past. Let's move on to phrasal verb number three. Something comes up in the exam. What does it mean, come up? Well, have you ever asked yourself why we bother to keep up with our studies and brush up on the things we have learned before? The answer is crystal clear. It's because those things might come up in the exam. And who doesn't like to be the best student in the class and get a perfect A? But do you know what this phrasal verb means? Something comes up in the exam? What does it mean? If a question or a subject comes up in an exam, it means they are asked in an exam and you have to answer them. For example, I spent weeks to study the most difficult part of the book, but it didn't come up in the exam. Don't forget to brush up on all the side notes. They may come up in the exam. Do you think I should study the footnotes? I don't think they will come up in the exam tomorrow. So, if something comes up in the exam, it means that thing is asked in the exam. You will see it. It will appear. It comes up. Phrasal verb number four, to mug up on something. Well, you know what a mug is. A mug is something you drink tea or coffee in. But what does the phrasal verb mug up on something means? Well, as there are good and bad in the world, there are hardworking and lazy students in a class. But do you know how lazy students manage to pass the exams? Lazy students don't like to spend time studying a difficult subject, so they usually mug up on the key points. Now, here's another brilliant phrasal verb that you can use to talk about studying and exams. But how? Let me explain. To mug up on something means to try to learn the main points of a subject quickly, usually the night before the exam. Imagine that I have a book and it's 1,000 pages, and since I don't have time and tomorrow is the big test, I just read the first page of every chapter. In this way, I only mug up on the key points that may come up in the exam. So, to mug up on something means to try to learn something quickly. Phrasal verb number 5 is to scrape through. Now, pay attention to the pronunciation, to scrape through. Another characteristic of lazy students is that they don't care about the grade they get. They just want to pass the exam and get over it. So, they scrape through. Scrape through means to succeed at doing something, but barely. It means to pass the test with the lowest mark. So imagine on a scale of 30, the lowest passing mark is 18, and you get 18. In this case, you pass the exam, but since your mark is the lowest mark possible, you just scraped through, which means you passed the exam with the lowest mark possible. So to scrape through means to succeed at doing something, but barely. Phrasal verb number 6, to swoot up on something. Those who want to scrape through and pass the test with the lowest mark possible just swoot up on everything the night before the exam. What does this phrasal verb about studying and exams mean? To swoot up on something means to learn as much as you can about something in a limited period of time. Consider this. It's the night before the exam and you haven't studied anything and you were not prepared for the test. But you want to scrape through and pass with the lowest mark possible. So you swoot up on everything and you learn a lot of things in a very short time period. So to swoot up on something means to learn something and to study something intensively in a short period of time. Next phrasal verb is to polish up something. Now, what does it mean? Let's get back to the hardworking students again. In contrast with lazy students, hardworking students always want to achieve the best grade. So, they polish up the most important topics during the semester. To polish up something means to practice and improve your knowledge of something. So, during the semester, you polish up on everything your teachers and professors teach you so that you pass the test with the highest score possible. So, to polish up something means to practice and improve your knowledge of something. And last but not least, to pick up something. Some students think that they can pass the tests with what they have picked up during the semester. What does picking up something mean? This phrasal verb means to learn something by hearing and absorbing it, but not studying and reading. For example, you are sitting in your class and the teacher is speaking. What you will remember of that class is what you have picked up. So you haven't read any books or you haven't studied any notes. You only remember what the teacher taught you in class. That is what you have picked up. Some students think they can pass the exams just with what they have picked up. However, as it turns out, it's not going to happen. The key to success is to study very carefully and to keep up with the studies during the semester. So, to pick up something means to learn by absorbing and learning, but not by studying. And that's it, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. Don't forget to practice the phrasal verbs that we have learned today. See you soon. Bye.